Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Tuesday, the 30th day of August, 2011. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours, and we're going to have just masses of vital news, information on the economy, geopolitical developments, the unfolding global corporate police state, and your phone calls. We also have some guests that we're working on for later in the broadcast, but if they don't materialize, that's fine with me because I have a lot of video clips, a lot of news that I want to analyze here today. Now, beginning, just to let you know some of what's coming up, feds may seize Liberty Dollars. And they have announced that to even have a Liberty Dollar, silver or gold or copper, which is one of thousands of companies that have existed over the last few decades producing their own private silver and gold coins. If you have these coins, and they're beta testing right now gold confiscation, they're seeing if the public is dumb enough to believe carbon dioxide is poisonous or that TSA should stick their hands down your pants or that lemonade stands are illegal or that gardening in your own yard is illegal. They're seeing if the public is stupid enough to think that this is counterfeiting, to issue your own silver and gold coins, even though that's not even accepted at most stores. This company operated, of course, for 14 years before being raided. And Bernard von Nothaus is out in Hawaii right now. That's why we haven't called him yet, because it's so early, but we may get him to pop in on the broadcast. He's still awaiting sentencing. He was found guilty, of course, a few months ago. And if you read the FBI own website, with a U.S. attorney, attempts to undermine the legitimate currency of this country are simply a unique form of domestic terrorism, said U.S. Attorney Tompkins. All these forms of anti-government activities do not involve violence. They are every bit as insidious and represent a clear and present danger to the economic stability of this country, she added. We are determined to meet these threats through infiltration, disruption and dismantling of organizations which seek to challenge the legitimacy of our democratic form of government. And they say the same thing in manuals, of course, they give law enforcement about Ron Paul. Our legitimate form of government was taken over by the private Federal Reserve. They've now bankrupted us by design and are offering a new Bank of the World as the solution. You got to love the infiltration part. It's not illegal to produce your own raw, real milk, but they, quote, infiltrate groups that are public and it's like saying we infiltrated a Sunday school meeting. So they go to the jury and say, we infiltrated a Sunday school meeting. See, we infiltrated. They're criminals. We SWAT teamed them. And most juries say, hey, that's it. Garden in the yard. You infiltrated, send them to jail. Lemonade stand, you infiltrated, send them to jail. They're selling gold and silver for 14 years publicly. You infiltrated, send them to jail. It's like the infiltrating, like we're infiltrating. We're infiltrating people that are eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, so it must be illegal. I mean, it's all like dress up or theater. Why, we spent $1 million over a year infiltrating an Amish group selling milk to their neighbors. Our undercover agents were able to purchase it dozens of times and made friends with them. Made friends with people publicly selling milk? See, this is what tyranny's all about. Just like in the cases where my listeners in Tennessee, Arkansas, and Kentucky, in the newspaper, they report with a straight face, Kelly Rushing arrested for handing out videos. They had Ron Paul and Alex Jones on them. Police found it. Anti-law enforcement. He's facing 6 years in jail. And then it went to trial. The jury found him not guilty. But they tried to put him in jail for something that wasn't illegal. We'll be right back to break all this down. It's important. Stay with us.
You you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Already 2011 is a record-breaking year for disasters. Are you prepared? Your family is your most precious asset. Could you feed them in case of emergency, food shortage, or job loss? At eFoods, we offer delicious ready-made meals. Cheesy chicken and rice casserole, beef stroganoff, chili with dumplings. With the longest storable shelf life and easily prepared in minutes by simply adding to boiling water. Get your 6 free meals by just paying a small shipping fee. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoods. direct.com/alex. Stored in sturdy containers to grab and go in an emergency. Emergency food at guaranteed lowest prices. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/alex. Order your 6 free meals now and get free shipping on all other orders. Hearty, affordable food. Try it for flavor. Buy it for life. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/alex. Get your 6 free meals shipped today.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Tuesday, the 30th day of August, 2011. We're going to be breaking down news from around the world. Israel sends 2 warships to the Egyptian border. Israelis stock up on stun grenades to welcome Palestinian state uprising. Tripoli tries a new life. No Gaddafi, no food, no water. Iran discreetly aided Libyan rebels. That's French news agency. I thought Iran were the bad guys. I thought Al-Qaeda were the bad guys, but also, final battle imminent. Libya rebel spokesman is saying rebels give Gaddafi forces 4 days to surrender or face military action. Blair's sister-in-law, Tony Blair's sister-in-law, incites Muslims to liberate Jerusalem. Boy, the globalists are really trying to start World War III right now. House GOP targets the UN over Palestinians. That's just some of the news. On that front, we're going to be breaking down. Also, the White House issues guidelines on September 11th observances. Their talking points have been made public on keep it focused on Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda is still a threat, and we need to keep the wars going. And, of course, none of the first responders are allowed at the events, though. Because, here's another article today out of Raw Story, Army Ranger's widow booted from Rumsfeld's book signing. She confronted him and said that he had lied about 9/11. Ashley Joppa Hagman said that her husband, Sergeant Hagman, had joined the military because he believed the lies Rumsfeld had told after the 9/11 attacks. She was manhandled out of the building, KCPO TV reported. So that's some of the news on the 9/11 front. Also, six arrested in latest San Francisco BART protest. There's more protest against the fact that there was going to be another peaceful protest a few weeks ago. So the government just turned off cell phones in a large part of the city preemptively. I thought Hosni Mubarak was bad for doing that once there was rioting and burning. But the police say that they tolerated the protest. They tolerated the First Amendment. Isn't that nice? Meaning it's up to them until there were statements made that were, quote, anti-police. At least six protesters were arrested Monday night during the third week of protest against San Francisco Bay Area Transit, BART. The demonstrators were upset with BART's decision to cut off cell phone service at its stations to thwart a planned protest and of the killing of a homeless man by a BART officer. Two men were detained by police after passing through the gates and chanting an anti-police slogan. And it goes on, BART officials, our leaders, had previously said they would only tolerate protest outside the gates. Another four were arrested by the San Francisco police for allegedly impeding traffic and refusing police orders to move. And it just goes on from there. We have a very important stack here dealing with the economy that I'll be getting into more detail on after we take some of your calls. Negative view of federal government hits new all-time high in Gallup poll. Lowest in history. They do not believe, the general public does not believe the government serves them. Kucinich says Obama's jobs are expert at creating foreign jobs. I'm glad somebody's talking about this other than Ron Paul. Dennis Kucinich points out that most of the bailout money and most of the stimulus money ends up going to build General Electric factories in China, General Motors factories in China, Brazil, Eastern Europe. Just tens upon tens of billions of dollars of your tax money goes to actually pick up the factories and move them. I mean, that's what I mean. It's so over the top now. No first responders at 9/11 Memorial on 9/11. All over the country, thousands of articles about lemonade stands, and Forbes asked, what's the nationwide crackdown on lemonade stands and garage sales and gardens? Because the government is a Sovietized Gestapo that's shutting everything down. Animal ID, premises ID, food safety, all pointed at local independent people. All these new agencies, the Rural Council run by the Department of Defense and Homeland Security, openly saying they're going to have federal spies in every rural area. They're going to join up with Boss Hogg and basically oppress the local populations. I mean, this thing is a full-on globalist takeover. The banks run the Pentagon, run Homeland Security, and they are setting up a giant police state grid. Local threat fusion centers merging the military and police. It is right out of every other third world despotism we've seen, but with a high-tech integration. And what did I hear this morning driving in on the local station, groveling to the system, saying, well, yeah, taxes are being raised on water and power and property taxes, even though the housing prices are plunging, it doesn't matter. You're going to pay more on the property tax, which we didn't have in this country until 60 years ago on average. The Soviets had it. Feudal Europe had a property tax. Even if you supposedly owned your property, you had to pay the state a percentage, so you don't really own it. It's a rent. And I heard them saying, it's terrible that people aren't paying all their little taxes and things. Well, they can't. I mean, you've got 11% of Texans are on a arrest warrant list. And I heard the host and them celebrating that they're going to take people's houses and cars and farms. And then I heard a caller call in, and I was just listening about 10 minutes, and said, listen, We're in a depression. A lot of people can't pay. And they're like, oh, shut up, you scofflaw. You're going to get it. And there was giggling and smirking. And then they went to another guy and was like, that's right. I work for the government. We're going to get your property. And it sounded like a joke, but he was serious. And you scofflaws are going to get it. I mean, it is just incredible. You've got the group of people that are going to submit and bootlick and crony up to every form of oppression. And for a while, they're still going to get their paychecks. And it is a collision course, like two speed trains on the same track going 100 miles an hour each with a 200-mile collision coming. And they're going to call that terrorism. In fact, I see it in the news now every day. Oh, my gosh, this guy filed suit against the government for not having jurisdiction. He's a paper terrorist. Let's arrest him. Now if you try to use the courts, they're calling it terrorism, paper terrorism. And you've got people that are waking up on one end of the spectrum. You've got those that are getting deeper into their denial and saying, nope, there's not a tyranny. I choose to join with the system. And then you've got those in the middle who have no idea what's going on. I mean, I listen to men talk. I listen to women. And they sound like addled, low-grade morons. They're just gibbering, mindless idiots that can tell you every facet of sitcoms and dramas and sports, and who think it's weird to be civically involved or get freaked out if you're informed. Just like the movie Idiocracy. They think you're showing off when you try to warn them. They think it's weird. They say, that's strange. You're crazy. You know about the three branches of government. Basic facts are seen as evil. That's all coming up today. But I would have to say, and the polls show it, the vast majority are awake. I'd say 65, 70%. These polls are showing more like 80. But 50, 60, 70% are somewhat awake. But they have no idea just how bad it is. I have trouble, even though I have all the facts, all the documentation, to believe the information that our conclusions have shown to be accurate. It is hard to come to grips with the fact that you're under a Soviet tyranny, or you're under a Nazi tyranny, or you're under a Chi-Com tyranny, or a Pol Potian tyranny, or a Hugo Chavez type thing. But we're here, it's on, and the globalists have decided to fully commit to the collapse while telling everybody everything's fine and grandstanding as our saviors. And you've got a lot of people brought up from a very young age to be simple-minded and to be like little children and think that as long as they're positive about the corruption and kind of go along with it and buy into the denial and the cover stories that are offered for all the different forms of tyranny, that somehow they're on a winning team. And that's why a lot of these goody-two-shoe type mindless people will giggle and smirk at you when you talk about serious issues, because they think they can just choose to go along with it, and somehow that gives them power over it. And it's the same pattern in every case in history. These people are going to beg for help. They beg for help all the time when the system crushes them, and then their neighbors giggle and smirk at them. And then those people then get in trouble, and they beg for help, and people just say, I'm not going to help you. If good people don't get together and recognize basic principles of liberty and defend them, we don't have a civilization. Now, when we come back, I want to get into allergies sweeping the country and what that signifies and why that's happening. And I'm going to file some special reports in the near future on the InfoWars Nightly News that premieres this Thursday, 7 o'clock. We're not getting to it this week on the Thursday and Friday show, but we're going to be putting together focused, documented. That's what's going to be different about this new transmission. And we show you a lot of the documentation here, or I'll show you a news article and mention some other documentation. This is going to be absolute overload of documentation, hammering it in everybody's face so there's no denial. We're going to get to that first, and then the feds have announced gold and silver coins are counterfeit money and are terrorist. Those are quotes. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
I brought no one with me. No one with me here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound just like old Bandit Run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, some never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make.
We are back live.
There's a thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here. Back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Don't forget, premiering this Thursday, and then every weeknight they're out at 7 o'clock, the InfoWars Nightly News. There'll be expanded special reports as well, premieres of documentaries, all for Prison Planet, PrisonPlanet.tv members, and your PrisonPlanet.tv membership also supports this transmission. Okay, food allergies. Different statistics show different numbers, but on average, you can pull these numbers up. Food allergies are up more than 10,000% what they were 50 years ago. 10,000%. Diabetes, as you know, has doubled the last 10 years. Most forms of cancer doubled the last 10 years. If you'd like to look this up, just type allergies up 10,000%. Type diabetes doubles last 10 years. I heard him covering this morning on local radio. I just searched allergies Austin schools and got the fact that it's a pandemic all over the country. So remember, when you hear this radio show, everything I say, unless I rarely say it's speculation or something I witnessed personally, you can just search my words and find it. Okay, this is teleprompter-free radio, teleprompter-free television. My new television shows, teleprompter-free. When I've got a graphic on screen, I might be reading from it, or when I have a guest on screen, obviously I'm looking at them and talking to them. This is teleprompter-free. There's no one else that's teleprompter-free in television. Most people are reading off scripts on talk radio. That's why they don't like document cams. You see everything we do here. This is teleprompter-free. I do have a screen of what I search in front of me, KXAN, in-depth investigation, food allergies at school. And watching this newscast, another local newscast, they're talking about not only having giant, I remember 20 years ago, special ed was a tiny area of the school, one room. Now some schools, upwards of one-third is special education. And the general students are what the special education was in many cases 20 years ago. Now they're talking about making entire areas of school basically bubble boy allergy areas. All over the country, children are dying from peanuts, strawberry, almost everything, wheat allergies. Now, what do the scientists actually say on this? What has been proven to be causing this? The reason you're seeing Crohn's disease that didn't exist now become an epidemic, and other diseases of the gut, other chronic bowel problems that are ubiquitous now, ubiquitous and killing people. It's been directly linked in the government's own reports that we covered yesterday with Mike Adams to the vaccines, where it causes autoimmune responses in the gut. But also that you're eating GMO foods that have pesticides that are grown in the crops, the corn and many other BT crops that are fillers in most products, where bugs eat it and die. Bugs eat it and die. It's 1,000 times the normal pesticide that grows in the corn or on the corn. It's a type of microorganism that is on the outside of the corn that naturally keeps pests away. So they increase it 1,000 times. You eat that. And in all the studies we've covered with the rats, with the guinea pigs, it's the same thing with these different crops. Within 2 to 3 generations, total sterility. But they can show that in a year with rats. With humans, every generation is about 20 years on average. So it's just coming in. Fertility is plunging. Sperm counts plunging. Cancer exploding. And children. My children are homeschooled, but a couple days a week they go to a school where homeschoolers go. There, even though most of the parents are awake and feeding, trying to feed organic, there's a lot of kids with allergies. But in the public schools where the parents don't know what's happening, it is a Armageddon. It is a holocaust of these children. Pediatric cancer, off the charts now. Off the charts. Once unknown, off the charts. 25, 30-year-olds, people I know personally, dying all around me. Massive death and scientific murder. And what does the news say? We'll come back and play it. Oh, well, you know, it's up to the parents to pack a lunch that's exactly right for them. But what if a piece of peanut blows over into their food and they have anaphylactic shock and die? Don't worry. We'll just create new wings. And they're now announcing, the feds are saying, they're going to create new bubble boy schools. And don't worry, the government and Big Pharma who created all this, they're going to have treatments for you. This is the genetic mass murder.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, everyone. It's MZ from the InfoWars team. You know, since we launched InfoWars team with Alex last January, over 7,500 InfoWarriors have signed up to be on the team, and over $500,000 in longevity product sales commissions have been paid out to InfoWars team members just for trying our unique health products, feeling better, and sharing with others. Can you think of a better, more satisfying way to earn money? The opportunity is there, waiting for you at InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up for $10 one time, then get on the Alex Pack that contains a month's supply of all 90 essential nutrients every body needs to fight off disease, stress, and to maintain peak physical and mental performance. You decide how much you want to earn, enough to cover the cost of your products, a few hundred extra dollars per month, or enough to quit your job and make way more money than you do right now. You decide, but take action now. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up, get on the Alex Pack, and see what happens. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Himbi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space.
We are back live.
And when you're out there,
if you are a new listener and you're saying, who is this Alex Jones guy? I beg of you on my knees, from the bottom of my soul, from the core of my heart, from my very essence and being, I humbly beg of you to check into the claims we make on this transmission, to face the horror and save your family. Humans tend to muddle through things. Humans tend to put up with whatever happens to them. And the globalists know that. I told you the story of flying up to New York, 6 months ago, to be on The View and other TV programs. And I was in first class because I made ABC pay for it. I was in first class, and I was sitting next to one of the big bankers. And by the time he figured out who I was, because people were shaking my hand and talking to me, he just looked over to me and he said, people will muddle through anything. You're not going to stop anything. People will put up with anything. As long as it's done incrementally. And so many of those guys give up on humanity. So they say humanity's a bunch of idiots. I'll just join with evil. That's the attitude. I'm a winner, so I'm going to join with the dark side because the public, even if you try to tell them the truth, they don't want to hear it. That's the line I've been told by every big corporate chief I've run into, is that Alex, the general public, doesn't want to be helped, and so you might as well be a predator. Well, let's just say that's true, which it isn't. What you think is going to happen, what you fulfill, what you push, becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. If you just give up on everything, there will be a sinking to the bottom. When you reach for the stars, when you reach for the beauty, when you reach for the honor, when you reach for the good, you begin to attain it, and you set the mark and the standard. There's always going to be corruption and problems, but you recognize it and deal with it and try to keep it under control. But when you get that attitude and give up and just say, that's the way it is, the evil doesn't just stop at the level that you personally have accepted. And a lot of you guys try to get into evil. You try to make yourself like it. I didn't like mushrooms decades ago. I made myself eat them many times. Now I love them. That's really what the New World Order is all about. It's about taking tens of millions of men over the decades and finding out who likes to kill, who likes to torture, who likes to deal narcotics. Then you deploy them to key areas. Everything is about training people. Vietnam was a laboratory for war. Korea was a laboratory. The Pentagon admits that Afghanistan and Iraq are laboratories for war making. We live in a laboratory. We live under a scientific dictatorship of cold-blooded technocrats who enjoy testing on us just like they enjoyed testing on rats when they were in college. My dad described, you know, taking biology and then working at MD Anderson in college. He worked there even in high school. He talked about some of the scientists in there would get off on injecting the rats with cancer, injecting them with chemicals and watching them die. He said quite a few of them. He said others were there really trying to help people, but there was a good percentage that would sit there and get this crazy look on their faces. They were injecting cancer into a rat. That's the people that run things. And if you don't understand the phenomenon of mad scientist, you don't understand anything. Now, they have backdoored stacking traits. They tell you corn, GMO potatoes, GMO maize, wheat, sugar beets, soybeans. They tell you they have one trait, or even five, six, seven, eight traits they're advertising. But in every case where they've been reverse engineered, there's been other traits added to release chemical compounds in pharmacological crops. You know, you hear about pharmacological crops, thousands of them, where they're growing antibiotics in a corn. Corn's one of the best at doing this, where they crush it down and remove and extract. They don't have to create it synthetically in a big laboratory using generally petrochemicals. They can now do it and are in crops all over the planet, some indoors, some outdoors, where they can extract thousands of different chemicals, biologicals from it. But all of these GMO crops are pharmacological, and they have been manipulated, and it's the perfect way to poison the population. The gut diseases are exploding. It is pandemic. Cancer is epidemic. New forms of cancer are racing through the population. Most of us are dead already, have had massive portions of our lives shaved off. And that's why in the final equation, I don't care if they imprison me, torture me to death, destroy my name, kill me. Because it's so evil what we're facing, there is no future if it is not met. Do you understand that? The people that would set me up and kill me are under attack as well. I feel sorry for them. They are weak. They were programmed from birth for their role in this evil system. They have had their souls stolen. Perhaps they've still got some toehold in the world of good and can be brought back, and that's who I'm here to reach out to the souls of Tarsus out there who are listening. All I can do is move you to open your heart to the truth, and God will knock you off that horse in a blinding bolt, and you will arise a new creature who has sight, whose soul can see the universe. God does not look for leaders generally who are just little goody two-shoes and who've never experienced anything in their life. God is looking for people who have served the dark side to serve Him. God is looking for people that know evil from the inside. God wants to change you from the inside out, and only through that spiritual experience will you truly be given the discernment. Does that mean you're going to be a perfect new creature once you've been changed, once you've decided to open the door? You're not going to find this in your mainline churches. I'm talking about a relationship with the Creator of the universe. But do you want to take the red pill? Because all I'm offering is the truth, nothing else. Because once you can see, it is indescribable. Once you can see the manipulation and the pettiness and the spirit of the world in the eyes of the servants of this system, it is something indescribable that you must experience for yourself. You are not going to find fulfillment in the world, not in race cars, not in sex, not in petty power. You are only going to find fulfillment in facing reality, to tuning in to the larger spectrum of life on this planet. And I've got news I've got to get to, and I want to give the numbers out. It's just that when I spend hours every day reading Union of Concerned Scientists, Federation of American Scientists documents. In fact, we'll blow that up and put it on screen so I can read it for listeners. Here's a statement from the Union of Concerned Scientists warns. My crew is in there just doing what I said to do in the last segment. Just search the words I say and prepare yourself. USDA regulations would allow pharma crops to threaten food supply. A sweeping proposal from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, USDA, would place the food supply at risk from contamination by drugs and industrial chemicals produced in genetically engineered food crops. This is from many years ago. The USDA's proposed regulations would allow pharma food crops to be grown outdoors where they could contaminate crops intended for human consumption. The USDA ignored recommendations for the ban. Yes, I believe that was a decade ago. These are crops that grow toxic chemicals in them, live HIV virus, other vaccines. And these big companies have been caught in key growth belts, generally under private intelligence operatives, going into fields that have been planted and planting this in with it, and the goal is to infect everything. Then there's going to be a genetic Armageddon. Then the UN will emerge with its giant seed vaults. They won't believe it. Just search UN seed vaults. 14 global UN seed vaults. When you realize the magnitude of this cold-blooded calculation, you realize that there is nothing you can do but resist this. Why would anyone, even if you're being given money and power and status now, why would you join with something that in the near or midterm, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, that this incremental cancer, allergies, deaths, diseases, degenerative diseases, are going to be absolutely ubiquitous, universal, except for the insiders. And there, many of them say, like Bianca, well, I know the airborne weaponized Ebola will be released soon, and I'm ready for me and my family to die. It's sad, but it's what needs to happen. They are committed to this. These are people who are like something out of another dimension. Hades itself. Event Horizon. Hellraiser. Old Space. Whatever you want to call it. Out of a black hole. These people seek death and destruction. It is beautiful to them. They describe it in their literature as beautiful. They talk about suicidal nihilism. They are completely turned over to death. And all of us are under attack by this. You cannot make a deal with this. Let's say the devil doesn't exist. The devil does exist in the globalist mindset. It's beyond anything as a child I could imagine as a fictitious devil engaging in. The assault on the human species, the assault on the human genome, the assault on the very code of humanity, the poisoning, the manipulation. Is the end of humanity. It is the end of everything. It is the end of who we are. It is the complete turning over of our destiny and everything we are, everything we ever would have been, to a group of absolute psychopathic madmen who believe they are gods. Ray Kurzweil talking about how he doesn't believe in God yet, but he's going to become a god. No, Ray, what you're going to do is destroy everybody, including yourself. I want to play part of this KXAN news piece as they talk about, and you can pull up national stories as they prepare the bubble schools, and soon it'll be a third of the school, half the school, then the whole school will live in bubbles and have to be under pharmacological control just to live, and they'll have to go to government to be able to have a child. They'll take your genes of you and your wife, they're already announcing this, and splice it, and then they'll be able to make decisions about how to engineer that embryo if you're allowed to breed. That's how they're going to deal with the population issue, is they're just going to make it to where people can't have children. Let's go ahead and play that clip. From KXAN.
To a child with a food allergy, eating at school can sometimes be scary. Pick the wrong snack or lunch item, you could get hives, itchy throat, and even have trouble breathing. An allergist tells our Leslie Rohde, managing food allergies at school is what's going around in her office.
Look in any classroom and you'll likely find at least one child with a food allergy. Allergists say it's one in every 25 kids. Kids who could have life-threatening reactions if they eat a particular food.
Today we'll do peanut and the tree nuts as well as milk and egg.
Allergist Dr. Pooja Varshney has been busy helping students who have food allergies get ready to handle their days at school, where they may encounter what they're allergic to.
Actually, probably the first step is actually knowing how to avoid the food allergen. And really that requires a lot of personal responsibility on the part of the child, the family, and then also, you know, the school environment, school personnel, because this really, it affects not just the kids with food allergy, but also kids who don't have food allergy.
The most common food allergies, milk, eggs, and peanuts, followed by wheat, tree nuts, and soy. Also fish and shellfish. But Dr. Varshney says many people who think they have a food allergy likely do not.
About 25% of people think they have food allergy. The exact number is probably between 1 and 2% of adults and 4 to 6% of kids.
The difference there, Dr. Varshney says, is due to so many lab tests now that can lead people to believe they have a food allergy. But she says they need more comprehensive testing. And here's another myth about food allergies. She says you actually have to ingest the food to cause serious harm.
So if you have contact with a food allergen, that may cause a skin symptom. It may cause hives or redness at the site. But that's very unlikely to progress to a systemic or life-threatening allergic reaction.
There are a few exceptions to that, according to Dr. Varshney. If you're allergic to fish or shellfish, all you have to do is smell it cooking, and you can have an allergic reaction. Read more of what's going around this week with this health story at KXAN.com.
Okay. Here's a headline from USA Today. Stomach diseases on the rise in the U.S. Complaints of the disease are on the rise in the U.S., and more people are growing ill from exposure to products containing gluten. Why are people getting sick from wheat products? Because most of the wheat is now GMO. You see, if you design corn or wheat where bugs can't eat it, well, you're a lot bigger, so it won't kill you right away like a bug. But it's going to cause problems. Your body is going to have an autoimmune response. Hey, this is bad for me. But no one will ever tell you that on the news. I'm told by folks that know them that the mail anchor on that piece is actually a listener to the show. We'll say hi to them. I'm not criticizing you guys. I know you're on a short leash. But you might just type in GMO confirmed to increase allergies. I mean, big medical reports everywhere. You might want to do another report and actually tell folks what's causing this pandemic, what one of the big triggers is. All right, we're going to come right back and get into the government announcing they're going to come after silver and gold.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Infowars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of Infowars.com for the free Infowars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I lost 20 pounds.
I lost 40 pounds.
I lost 55 pounds.
I went from a size 14 to a size 8.
Their secret is Amberen, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Amberen restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-737-9107. That's 1-800-737-9107. 1-800-737-9107.
Well, I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with anything less than a 9. So fine.
You know, it's very painful to watch our young children turned over to the global exterminist. The Nazis went too fast, according to the transhumanist and eugenicist, and that's why they, Aldous Huxley and others, wrote in the 50s that they would simply engineer the systems into the food, into the water. And after the fluoride, the bisphenol A, the GMO, the radioactive isotopes that the government adds to the water, there's a reason the land of the free, home of the brave, is now land of the cowards, home of the slaves. There's a reason people act like they're mentally retarded. There's a reason people act dazed and look unhealthy, even if they exercise constantly. It's because you're being savaged by a chemical, biological warfare operation. And as Dr. Nick Begich has pointed out, that's only part of it. Then there's the frequency pollution. They now admit, oh yeah, cell phones will give you brain cancer. But we told you that after you'd been using them for 20 years and had addicted yourself to them. Now give your kids a cell phone. It is a savage program. But when you study the elites, they will not use cell phones. They all live in rural areas outside cities. They all are obsessed with organic food and have private jets following them around with their own chefs and tightly controlled food. They go do special cleansing programs. They know exactly what they're doing. Notice Glenn Beck is not moving to inside Dallas. He's moving to between Austin and Dallas to a fortified compound in the woods. I've done the same thing. Yeah, he knows what's going on. I have some comments on Glenn Beck later. I got some more intel on exactly what he's planning. He's going to have like a TV network based out of Dallas that's going to be kind of Christianoid. That's where all the big TV preachers are based for most of them. And it's going to be that same model. It's going to be a weird Christianoid kind of Robert Tilton type deal with lots of end of the world type things and other stuff going on. So that's the model he's going to go along with. You know, people that are saying the world's going to end all the time. The atheists even believe in 2012, a lot of them, and the mainline government-run Christians think the end of the world's next week. It's all about thinking the end of the world's here, so you'll lay down and not be involved. So you'll lay down and not be informed. So you'll think, oh, the history's over anyways, so I might not, you know, even get involved to defend my own family. They're giving you a defeatist attitude. What did Tokyo Rose say, even as the United States approached the coast of bombed-out Japan? She would broadcast on the shortwave and on the AM to the ships, playing American music, and saying, I'm so sorry for you, GI. Your armies have all been defeated. Your ships have all been sunk. We're waiting for you to kill you in Japan. There's no way you can win, GI. It's all over. Your sweetheart will never see you again. And so they had Thundar the Barbarian back in the 80s and all these other countless movies and shows since then about the end of the world and the preachers telling you and Israel's going to get nuked and World War III is going to happen and it's all over. So why should you be involved in Comet Elena and Nibiru and Planet X and they never arrive on time? Meanwhile, the Armageddon, the Holocaust is in your food and your water. Meanwhile, the globalists are going ahead with their world government, poisoning and murdering and killing. But the group that should be fighting the Christians are saying, it's the end. Praise God, they're pushing for chips and kids in school. That means Jesus is about to come back. Soon we'll be teleported off the face of the earth. Justice be done, may the heavens fall. Do you think, if you believe all that, that God's going to take you into his bosom? When you wouldn't stand up against evil here, most of you mainline Christians are going straight to Hades.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.